Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Saudi obtains license to provide Hajj services for pilgrims in Makkah, Medina, and holy sites. Saudi Hajj and Umrah, a subsidiary of Saudi Group, dedicated to enhancing the experience for pilgrims, has obtained a license from the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah to serve 10,000 pilgrims. The announcement follows the recent launch of Saudi Hajj and Umrah, signifying a groundbreaking moment in the kingdom's commitment to enhancing the pilgrimage experience. Saudi Hajj and Umrah ensures the delivery of high-quality services to pilgrims, which include offering packages that cover flight bookings at both domestic and international airports, accommodation, transportation between cities, and organizes visits to Islamic historical sites. Amr Al-Kushail, CEO of Saudi Hajj and Umrah, said, "We are pleased to have obtained this license from the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah to expand our services for pilgrims. This marks a historic milestone for Saudi as we aim to ensure the provision of high-quality services that address the needs and requirements of pilgrims. We will offer a platform that seamlessly integrates with the services and systems offered by relevant entities dedicated to serving pilgrims." About Saudi. Saudi started out in 1945 with a single twin-engine DC-3, Dakota, HE Axe given to King Abdulaziz as a gift by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. This was followed months later with the purchase of two more DC-3s, and these formed the nucleus of what a few years later was to become one of the world's largest airlines. Today, Saudi has 144 aircraft, including the latest and most advanced wide-body jets presently available: Airbus A322-14, Airbus 321, Airbus A330-343, Boeing B777-368ER, and Boeing B787. Saudi continually strives to improve its environmental performance as an integral part of its business strategy and operating methods. The airline is committed to becoming an industry leader in sustainability and to minimize the environmental impact of its operations in the air, on the ground, and throughout the entire supply chain. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.